Chain. This gentleman, who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, thank you, cover it with chocolate or a miracle or two, the candy man.
Susie, that is for you.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it fantastic?
You know? That is so great.
I felt like something so totally different today and so fancy free. And I love chocolate, candy, everything. Susie Chaplin with Dove Chocolate or Dove Chocolate Discoveries. Welcome to the Beauty Files.
Well, thank you so much for having me. That was fantastic.
It's all for you.
Oh, thank you. I loved that. You did a great job.
So we're going to talk about chocolate, Susie. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but you've made a sort of a, is it a second income, a full-time income from doing or becoming a Dove chocolatier, and a lot of people don't know what that entails.
Well, for me, it's actually a full-time career,
and
what it is it's chocolate tasting parties where I go into your home and I show you all the fantastic chocolates we offer, and I teach you how to cook with our chocolates.
Really?
I
so
do.
Now, does
we
one have to be
fantastic.
Like, you know, like have a degree in doing this, or they have to know about chocolate? I mean, how do you get started?
No, you don't have to have any. We have fantastic training opportunities for you, and I actually teach you how to display the chocolates, to talk about the chocolates, to learn how the different ways chocolate is made and how you can prepare the chocolates. We have fantastic opportunities from our home office that will train you live, and we also have Facebook groups, of course, and we have a very, very, very back home office on your website that can teach you everything right from your home, not to go anywhere.
Oh, okay. So I guess the first question that would be, oh, and before I continue with Susie, mm-hmm. I need to give you guys the number. I didn't do that in my my love for that song. 888-627-6008 is the number. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And for all you shy people who don't like to talk on the air, which never understood that, but you can send me an email at thebeautyfiles2@gmail.com, or you can use Twitter, which I mostly get a lot of my questions about the show. So you were saying that this is a full-time career. So if someone is like me, and I love chocolate, and I love the whole idea of using chocolate to cook with, to have parties with, is it hard to have a party with doing this? Is it hard to put on a party selling chocolates?
No, Dove Chocolate Discovery parties are very simple, very simple. We try to teach you how to use as little product as possible, but to make everybody's mouth water.
Wow. And how do you do that? Give us a life in the party.
Okay, so, we have some really great wine and chocolate pairing parties that we do. We can do that. We can have, like, an easy brunch on a Sunday. Very simple. We can do a truffled fudge brownie mix. That is our to-die-for recipe. We can have martinis. We can do all kinds of really fun things with our red velvet buttermilk pancake mix. There's just so many different themes. We also have a sweet and salty barbecue sauce. We can do couples barbecues right out on the deck. There's so many different themes you can do and have fun with it.
And so now how does, one become, become involved in this? I mean, how do you contact you? Do you contact Dove, and then do you get a kit?
You sign up and you get a kit. And right now it's only $115 to become a chocolatier. And you can go right to my website, which is susiechaplin.com. And the second that I see that you're interested and have any questions or concerns, I can definitely talk to you before you join. And we can get you going right away.
Wow. So I guess the next question, or someone has just sent me an email, and they asked, what is the cost to get involved?
It's $115, and you get a $250 kit. And right now, if you join before August 31st, they're going to give you the opportunity to earn all the fall selling products in the brand new kit, a brand new catalog that comes out September 1st.
Okay. So what? Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and this is just a question that, you know, someone who doesn't really know the difference between chocolates, milk chocolate versus dark chocolate versus white chocolate. And why is it that dark chocolate now seems to be the, quote-unquote, the healthier chocolate?
Dark chocolate has a less consistency of sugar in it. So if it's a dark chocolate, it's going to be between 70 to 85% cocoa and have less sugar in it. So the higher the percentage of cocoa, the less sugar is in it.
Right.
So right now, dark chocolate is actually healthier for you because of the flavanols in it.
Oh.
Better for your heart.
Okay. And then the white chocolate, I guess.
It's not really considered chocolate because it's just sugar and fat, which is my favorite, so that's why I like it, like white chocolate the most. But I also like
me
to have
too.
Some and white chocolate also goes very well with champagne, which is great too.
So now we're talking alcohol, and I love, and I just discovered this, but I do enjoy dark chocolate with wine now, with red wine. And I never thought that combination would be good, you know, when I first started. What did you say?
You want to have like a Cabernet, something that is a little bit nutty and bitter tasting in a red wine. It'll really go well with your dark.
Do you do that at parties? Do you have wine with your parties as well to show people that this particular chocolate can go with this particular wine? Do you do that as well?
If the hostess wants to pick a wine chocolate party, then yes. What we ask is that the hostess provides the wine, and then when we're talking to her through hostess coaching, she can definitely tell. You know, we'll say, okay, well, what kind of wine do you like, and what kind of wine does your friends like, and then I will bring the chocolate that pairs well with that.
Because
legally we can't supply the wine.
Right, exactly. I was going to, you know, ask you that next. And this is a good actually a great party to have if you're having like a girlfriend party or whatever, and you want to, you know, just have all your girlfriends, and you know the host can bring some wine or whatever, and you supply the chocolates or whatever. What are your how do you sell your chocolates? Do you sell them in bars? You sell them in kits and gift baskets?
We have all of that. We have bars. We also have some fantastic collection pieces. We also have bundles and some single items. So definitely something for everybody.
Yeah. I'm seeing that. And I'm getting another question, and I guess maybe because they didn't hear you or didn't hear me, they wanted to know how do they get started with the fundraiser part of it.
Oh, the fundraisers. All they have to do is contact me, and we have several different ways to do fundraisers. And I can walk them through the different ways. We have things like truffle fudge hot chocolate, new pumpkin spice caramels, and we also have a fantastic pretty blue collector's tin that's filled with our cocoa dusted harvest brittle, which would be a fantastic for fundraisers. So they can just they can contact me right at my website.
I think I just wiped off some drool off the side of my mouth. Yeah, I think it just fell off.
They are fantastic.
That, you know, that is phenomenal. What did you say? You said it's something in a blue tin. What was that in the blue
tin? It's our cocoa dusted harvest brittle.
Oh. How do you look? I saw your picture. You're not. You know. You're great size. You're small. How do you stay small? All this chocolate. Really?
It's fantastic. It's actually really good for you. And what we do is we actually teach you to eat it in moderation. Because it's so rich and yummy that you don't want to eat too much of it, you just sample. It's very, very good.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that with all that, I mean, what about inventory? Do you keep inventory? I guess you shouldn't, or I guess you don't, because you don't want chocolate to be old or whatever. So I guess you don't really keep the inventory.
Nope, because you actually bring it with you to your parties and you taste and you sample, and you bring new chocolatiers on, so you give them a little treat and say thank you for joining my business.
Wow.
And we also have a fantastic cocoa cash, which we earn, so we can get our new supplies and samples. And it takes about 2 to 4 days to get all your product, which is fantastic.
Right.
So you don't need to have an inventory. But if you do want an inventory, then you can sell at vendor events.
And you said something about chocolate points?
Yep. Actually, what we're doing is we're earning a trip right now to Aruba.
Oh!
So I just earned their trip last year. I signed in December of last year with Dove Chocolate Discoveries, and I earned the trip to Costa Rica for two in 2 months.
What? In 2 months, you earned a trip to Costa Rica.
In 2 months, this company is fantastic and so much fun. So right now we're earning Aruba, and anybody who joins gets 5,000 bonus points for starting.
I'm still, because you know everybody out there, I couldn't even ask the question. Everybody who's out there who's wondering, you know, you talk about this economy, and you talk about you want to make extra money, and you want to, you know, get something that is not only, you know, fun, but so tasty, too. So this right here is a perfect opportunity that you can join a company that's been around for forever. You're selling a great product. You're selling a product that everyone loves, and you're making loot. You're making good money, according to Susie, because Susie, you know, just told us she went to Costa Rica. I had to sell it for 2 months. Do you bring on more people as you sell? Is it like a tier thing? I mean, do you get more, you know, up higher up in the company?
Yep. I'm actually a manager. I skipped two levels on the company when I joined. And like today, we brought on three new people into our business. So. With our cocoa chats, and it was just so much fun to sit and chat with them today.
Wow. And all this in the comforts of your home, people.
Exactly.
You know,
my fuzzy slippers on.
Yeah, fuzzy slippers, bunny slippers. You know, you sit back and you're sampling chocolate. I can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday or a Friday or a Monday or a Tuesday.
Every day is good for chocolate.
Susie, you must, you know, I have to admit, when I first, you know, learned about you and we've been communicating via email and whatever, I had never heard of making money being a chocolatier, because I always thought that, you know, when you delve into something like this, that you would have to have all this knowledge or whatever, and you had to go to school and you had to learn, you know, what's the percentage of this to that. But it just sounds like you're having a lot of fun with it, but you're teaching me all this already. You'll be teaching me all this.
Yep, everybody teaches. It is not just me. It's the whole company is there for everybody to help teach you.
And you're teaching us about the different chocolates, and you're teaching us about the different pairings or whatever. And I just got something from you via email, and it's about your pure dark chocolate. And I love all the emails that you send me, because every time I get it, I'm licking my lips. It's one of those kind of emails that you wish you could smell it, and it's like, or you think you smell it, because you like, I smell chocolate right now. I mean, it's like, that's exactly how it feels whenever I get something from you. It's like I want it more, and I think that's just me, people. That's just me. But I think that when you join a company and you want to make some extra money, as Susan says, I think this is a great idea, and I think it's a great opportunity. And one more question, Susie, before I let you go. They wanted to find – we'll have her send her email information as far as how you can join. Actually, she can do that now because we're running out of time. Susie, how can people find you to join up and get some more information about this wonderful opportunity?
Okay, it's www.suzichapline.com, or my email is suzichapline@nycap.rr.com.
Susie Chaplin from Dove Discoveries. Thank you so much for being my guest. I know people are really sick of me saying this, but my mouth is really drooling. I can't thank you enough for being on my show and telling us about this wonderful opportunity and this wonderful product.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm going to mail you some special chocolates just for you.
Well, and there goes the magic, I tell you. And I'm so glad you enjoyed our song for you.
Oh, that was so great. Well, thank you very much for having me on. So much
thank
fun.
You so much, sweetie. I really appreciate it. And coming up next, we're going to talk to Miss Plus USA, Tara Della Conte. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Join us right after this.
I have one thing to say. You better work.
Oh, my God. I am a RuPaul fanatic. I love that song, and I love my next guest. And I never met her. But I just, you know, I just from dealing with her for this show, I love her. Miss Plus USA is our topic, in case you didn't understand what the music was for, because these women do strut and they work it, and I'll read you something about it. It says Miss Plus USA is a national multi-phase competition. Unmarried women ages 20 to 30. Oh, I guess I can't join. And where the number or, you know, your size is not a number. And these women are absolutely gorgeous. And my guest today, I do not want to butcher your last name, so I'm hoping that I say it right. Tara Della Alicante.
Pretty close. It's Tara Della Alicante. But good job. Good job.
I just like Tara or Tara. Is it Tara or Tara?
It's technically Tara, but I answered both.
Oh, well, see. Now there you go. That's like a queen's name. Tara.
Well, thank you.
And you are a queen. You're Miss US. You're Miss Plus USA.
I am.
Welcome to the Beauty Files, girl.
Thank you.
So tell us, Tara, how did you get started in this? You know, what's this all about? Because a lot of girls, they don't wear a size 2 or 0 or even a 6. And they really want to know, you know, about this competition and this pageant. And they want to get involved, and they know they're beautiful, or some of them think they are, and they want to know what's going on.
Well, definitely. So we have, in the Plus USA system, we have 3 divisions. So there is a teen division, which is 14 to 19, and the Miss division, which is the one that I'm in, is 20 to 30, and then we just unveiled the Plus USA woman, which is 31 to 40. So we're super excited about that new opportunity. And, you know, it's the qualifications are that you're unmarried and you wear a double-digit size. So we're really opening that door up to everybody. And it's just such an exciting opportunity to be able to be involved and around other women who are curvy and confident and have a passion about something. We all have a platform. And it's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's so funny that you I love your enthusiasm. I love what you're saying about it. But what is the misconception that drives me crazy is that, you know, cuz I'm a size 12. I mean, I 12, 14. But I understand what you're saying,
14,
because everyone 15. But everybody always thinking that, you know, to be beautiful you had to be a size 6 or size 2.
Absolutely.
Or 4.
Absolutely not. Beauty, in my opinion, you are the one who determines how beautiful you are. And the way you carry yourself perpetuates your beauty. And that's how everybody else determines
your appeal, you know? And beauty is so much deeper than just what we see on the outside.
Yeah, because what's that old expression? Ain't no man don't want no bones. I mean, ain't nobody got time for that, though. You know, Tara, what's so important about this competition, that which I love, and I'm just reading Latasha Haskins, the CEO and co-founder, I was reading some of the stuff that she had put out. What I'm getting from this is that you all teach women that the self-esteem part of it, because a lot of women don't have self-esteem when they think that they're too big to have self-esteem.
That's very true. One of the things about this system is that, you know, in order to go up on stage and go into an interview, and when you're up on stage having all those eyes on you, you have to already have confidence within yourself. And so, you know, we, of course, are gaining more confidence. My confidence went through the roof. You know, we always grow as we're in new experiences. But we're really... wanting to bring those women in who are already confident, who already know they're gorgeous, because we all are, and continue to promote that within ourselves and everybody else.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because a lot of people don't feel that way. A plus-size girl doesn't feel that way because we always see in the magazines that, you know, the women look, well, whatever, but and so we don't have that, and it's so nice that to have a format like this or a platform like this that women can feel incredibly beautiful since they already are. I mean, you know, like you said,
absolutely.
You know, size is just a number. I mean, my gosh, I wish people would get that.
Well, and you know, we all, one of the things that I loved about this year is that every single one of us women who were there were different. Not one of us had the same body type, and we were all different heights, different sizes, different shapes. And it was really empowering to be involved with that and be around all those women and be able to be that positive role model for people outside of our pageant community and really be able to say, you know, I can do anything that I want to do, and it has, the number on my jeans has absolutely no bearing on my self-worth. None. I can do anything I want, and I won't let that number hold me back.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. And, you know, I'm looking at some of the, you have another age from 14 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
How are they dealing with, huh?
Teen plus USA. That's the Teen Plus USA.
Teen Plus USA. How are they dealing with, or do you know this? If you don't know this answer, you know, I can certainly, you know, understand, because you're Miss Plus USA. But, you know, I was just looking at the website, and 14 to 19 is a very interesting year, and especially, I mean, very interesting age, and especially for women or girls that are plus size.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell your daughter if she was at that size, or she in to instill the self-confidence that you obviously have?
You know, I would say the same thing that I would say to someone in any age bracket, that you're worth, you're important, and that number has no bearing. You allow it to mean as much as you want it to mean. And, you know, the girls that we had competing in the teen division are, I kid you not, some of the most amazing young women I've ever met. They are so confident, and... They blew me away. I was absolutely impressed and blown away by all of the team contestants.
Wow. So yeah. Tara, someone wants to know exactly how do you get into the competition? What do you need to do? You know, what is the criteria? Where do they go? When is the next event, the next pageant?
So if you want to learn more about the pageant, you can go to our website, which is www.missplususa.com, and that'll give you some more information. But on that site, there is a little part at the top that says apply. And if you go to that, it gives you complete competition details. So our requirements are just that you fall within one of those age brackets, you're a double-digit size, and you are unmarried. And if you go on and register before pre-register, before September 17th, then you pay $99 to hold your spot, and you get $200 off your total entry. And competition will be in Seattle, Washington, August 12th through the 15th of 2015.
Wow. Wow.
It'll be awesome.
That sounds awesome.
It will officially be an epic few days.
I'm sorry?
It will definitely be an epic few days.
That sounds amazing. And what are some of the things that you have that one would have to do in the competition? Because I know when you see, you know, Miss USA on television or whatever, you know, they have different things that they have to do. They have to, you know, be in the swimsuit, the gown, the talent, I guess, you know, asking questions. Is that pretty much the same or is it different?
Well, a little bit the same and a little bit different. So we do not do swimsuit. However, we do promote a healthy lifestyle. So we have an active fitness wear competition. So that's kind of our in lieu of swimsuit. And then we also have an evening gown competition, of course. And there is a 7-minute panel interview. And then we do the on-stage question. And we also have a category called the It Factor, which is determined by the board, the national board. And that's based on your personal character and that you carry yourself and represent yourself, you know, like a queen and like we would want the queen to be.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, yeah, it's awesome. It was just the most amazing week. It was amazing. That's all I can say. The win, the activities we got to do, and who doesn't love getting to dress up and to play dress up every day?
Dressing up and you got a crown?
I did.
A tiara? Is it called a crown or a tiara?
It is a crown.
Okay. So you got your crown.
So I got a
How did
crown
that make you feel?
And a banner.
Huh, I'm sorry?
A crown and a banner.
Oh,
so the banner is the sash that says Miss Plus USA.
So, Tara, how did that make you feel when you got that, when you were named that? Did that make, you know, I can't even imagine, but how did that make you feel when they called your name and you received that honor?
It was one of the most surreal moments in my life. I have been working towards this for a couple of years now. I have been prepping for pageants, participating in pageants, and so to see my hard work pay off was just such an overwhelming, rewarding feeling. And the icing on the cake was that the previous title holder, Tracy, is one of my best friends. And so to be able to have her crown me was absolutely amazing.
Wow. So now do you do this full time or how do you work and if you do, how do you, you know, people recognize you? I guess they do when they see you and they go, oh, that's Miss Plus USA.
You know, I wish that I got to make appearances every day, all day, as my full-time job. But I do work. I am the payroll and benefits manager for a nonprofit company, and I also go to school full-time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. But
so
everybody knew that when you were
nice
going.
I'm busy, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I love it.
I'm sure. And I'm thinking that, you know, once you went back, so yeah, I'm trying to put myself in, like, here she is. I mean, I could see someone putting a crown on me and a sash and labeling me something that was spectacular as what happened to you. How do you go back to regular life? It's like I'll be on top of the world for days. Tara? Oh, I think we lost her. Tara?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, we have. I'll try to get her back.
Oh, okay. This is live radio, which I love. love live radio. I think we kind of lost Tara. Maybe I asked her a loaded question. We'll get her right back in a few minutes, but I'll wait till Doug tells me that we got her back on. I'm not going to have radio silence. But yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity for anyone who wants to be a part of this. You go online, you go to MissPlusUSA.com, and you simply hit apply for the competition, and it has all the different age groups, and it tells you, you know, what forms to fill out and what's needed by you. Again, like I was saying, MissPlusUSA, it says here for the confident, curvy, double-digit size woman. So you can pre-register for 2015 competition, which is in Seattle, and I believe she said that was it doesn't say when, and also it says you have to fill out a national appearance form, so you have to appear in everywhere when you go, and I guess you have to represent Miss Plus USA. So you have to fill out a national appearance form, a state queen appearance form, all these different types of form. Why is that?
It is just so that we can make sure that the national board is aware of what it is that we're doing and that the appearances that people we're going to are, you know, good, positive appearances, that we're out there really making a difference.
Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, no one would have known that. And what exactly do you do as Miss Plus USA? What are your duties?
Oh my gosh. So being able to, I don't know that I would call them duties. I would call them opportunities. So being able to do interviews like this, of course, is one of them. Different media appearances and photo shoots, all that fun kind of stuff. But really, we're about promoting our platforms and really just getting out and making a difference in the community. So my platform is celiac disease awareness. So I'm heavily involved in the gluten-free community and really just getting out there and helping promote celiac disease.
You're into the what? I didn't hear that. You're promoting what?
Celiac disease awareness.
Oh, celiac disease. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you
so
know and
my...
you know about it and you know about this disease because
I have it.
Okay. How did you find out that
so
you had celiac?
We all have our own platforms and
right.
to get out there and really work to promote those. And so, you know, I'm super excited to be able to do that, promote that on a national level now with the national title.
That's fantastic. And for those of us who don't know what celiac disease is, why don't you tell us what it is?
Celiac disease is, your body's inability to process gluten. So if you have celiac disease, your only treatment is to live a gluten-free lifestyle. And, you know, so it's, you know, I get out there and I just talk about that and promote it. I'm actually the guest speaker at a huge gluten-free food fest next week, and I'm super excited about it. Super excited.
So how did you find out that you had this? I mean, what were the symptoms? Did you, you know, did something happen or something?
It started out because my mom has been gluten-free for as long as I can remember. And so she finally got diagnosed, and I did some research to see kind of what it is that my mom had and determined that celiac disease is genetic. So if someone in your family has it, then, you know, you have a higher chance of having it as well. And I was looking at some of the symptoms, and they aligned with the way I felt. Like, I felt sick every time I ate. Every single time I ate a meal, I felt sick. And my stomach hurt all the time. And I thought that I had arthritis, and I was, you know, 23, 24 years old. And so I did some more research into it and was like, all right, well, maybe I need to check this out for myself. And once I went gluten-free, I had never gone back.
And is that hard to adjust being gluten-free? I mean, do you have to be extra careful about certain foods that you eat, or do you have to read labels more as opposed to a person who's not, you know, doesn't have this problem?
Absolutely. I read labels all the time. My grocery shopping trips are twice as long as, you know, yours are. But it's so important for me to be able to be healthy. And in the beginning, you know, part of what I am doing with my platform is promoting detection, treatment, and helpful hints. So I remember the frustrations that I felt when I first went gluten-free and when I first, you know, found out that I had celiac and how angry I was with the idea that I could never eat a bagel again. So I get that. You kind of go through a grieving period, so to speak. And so I like to help people deal with that and know that you can still eat those things that you once liked. You just have to eat a different version of it now. And, you know, little random tips that you pick up along the way. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's with anything. I'm sorry, in what?
Now I've adjusted to it. So.
How long was that adjustment?
It's not
because
too
those
difficult.
People who, there are a lot of people who, you know, will say, oh, God, my life is over because I can't eat a bagel. And it's like, you know, it's not that deep. I mean, it's deep, but it's not that deep.
Exactly. And it's just getting used to the, you know, you get into a mindset of being able to eat whatever you want, and then all of a sudden there's a restriction. And so most people, your brain naturally goes to the negative aspect of that restriction of what you can't have anymore. And while, yes, I can't have a bagel from the bagel shop down the street, or I can't have pizza from the pizza shop down the street, I have health, and I feel good when I get out of bed every morning, and I no longer hurt. And that is what's important. And so, you know, I love it. I have adjusted. And the other aspect of that is I am fortunate enough to live in a place that is super gluten-free friendly. So certain areas in certain parts of the country are more gluten-free friendly than others. So I'm blessed to live in that area where I can go to a gluten-free restaurant.
I'm seeing that a lot anyway. I mean, I'm seeing that, you know, for some reason, there are a lot of people who are allergic to gluten, and I'm seeing a lot of companies, a lot of restaurants, they'll have a part of the menu that says, you know, these products are gluten-free, you know, and I think it's more acceptable or more adaptable now than it probably was maybe
Absolutely.
20, 30 years ago.
Absolutely. I remember as a kid my mom having gluten-free bread, and I remember trying it and thinking that it was the worst thing on the planet. It was disgusting. And now it has changed and adapted so much that there are, it tastes great. There are some things that I remember how they tasted before, and I like the gluten-free version better than I remember the original version tasting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. And I'm so happy that we got a chance to talk with you, Tara. You have been a fabulous guest, and I am so happy that your self-esteem just overflowed on the airs. I can feel it overflowing through the airs. You are an amazing young lady, and, you know, I'm just mad that I'm too old that I can't be in the company. But maybe you'll have something for the 50-year-old cougars out there.
No. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been my pleasure. Tara with Miss Plus USA. She is the reigning queen, and the competition is next year, 2015. And if you want to get more information on this, you can go to www.missplususa.com, correct?
You can also go to the Facebook page, which is Official Plus USA.
And it's called Official
Plus USA Competition.
Okay,
or
and that's
on. You can follow any of the Plus USA queens, and we share everything too.
Oh, and you can also Twitter me, and you can get links from my Twitter page as well, or Twitter link. You know, I'm just learning Twitter.
Oh,
I'm just going to throw it out
me
there.
Too.
I am really just
me
learning
too.
Twitter.
I'm
and
not gonna lie. I just learned Twitter, and I don't get it, but I'm trying.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I've been calling it Tweet for Tweety in a long time. So, you know, that's where I'm at, people. Tweety.
Mm-hmm.
Just Tweety me. Yeah, give me a Tweety. What the heck is she saying? Thank you, Tara, so much for being on the show and Coming up next, we have the wonderful Marcus Johnson, award-winning musician, who is going to tell us about what's going on in D.C. on Monday, Labor Day. It's called Flow Fest D.C. Stick around. We'll be right back with Marcus. Give us about 30 seconds. That was Tara Della Conte with Miss Plus USA. And again, if you want to get more information about it, you can go on their website at MissPlusUSA.com, or you can check them out on Facebook at Official Plus USA. That's their Facebook page. I am going to get this Facebook thing. I'm going to get this Twitter thing. I'm going to get the Instagram thing. I'm going to get all of it. I'm going to get it one day. My God. I'm going to stop saying Tweety, and I'm going to start saying Twitter. Twitter. Tweet. Twitter. Is it tweet, Marcus? Do you tweet?
Yes, tweet. Yeah, and it's like it's a noun and a verb all in one, like Smurf. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I tweeted, you know, but yeah.
It's just so much. It's so much to get.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things out there now, though, that you can put together so that you can, like, use Hootsuite. You can tweet, hit your Instagram, and hit your Facebook all at the same time. So there's some, I call them defragmentation tools.
See, I'm supposed to be professional. I'm supposed to be...
Hey, girl,
Marcus
you doing
Johnson,
right?
Welcome to the Beauty Files. You sick.
Well, thank you for having me.
Marcus, you've been dipping in that flow wine there or something.
Yeah,
by the way, that's some really good wine. I have to say.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That is some good wine. And I'm going to tell everyone about your wonderful Flow Fest DC. Do I dare go and tell people how I know you? Okay, I've known Marcus for years. I'm a makeup artist by trade, and a lot of people know that. And I met Marcus launch at WTTG or at Fox 5. I met him at different venues. We always see each other. We always wave. He's the most pleasant person you ever want to meet. He is genuinely pleasant, and that's a plus, and that's a first. But Flow Fest DC is happening on Monday, Marcus. What's going on with that? What you got going on with that?
Well, you know, it's a festival. I mean, Flow is an acronym that means for the love of. And really, you know, we have Flow Music for the love of music. We have a wine company for the love of wine. And so we wanted to create an experience that would kind of encompass everything. And I came up with Flow Fest. So on Monday, we have wine, we have music, we have a literary component, we have cigars, we have food, we have the top food trucks from Washingtonian's Best of the Best, all at the Gateway Pavilion in Anacostia.
So how many times have people, my friends, I have a lot of friends, we all, and I'm saying we because I'm included, we all smoke cigars. How many times, people, have you heard of a festival that incorporates the smoking of cigars?
Well, you know,
I
think some people use it as a vendor. And so what we did is, he's not a vendor. I gave him a space. It's Cortez Cigars. He has a shop in New Jersey and a shop in Silver Spring. But he's Dominican, and actually he's bringing his roller table as well. So he's going to be rolling the cigars right there and giving them to you, right from the table.
Really?
Yes.
We can't bring a little cognac in there, can we? No, we can't bring that. Okay.
No.
But we can drink Flow wine.
Yeah, I mean, we have wine from Flow. We have Heritage Link France, which imports South African wines. We have some wine from Spain, Argentina, Australia, and New York.
How did you get involved with the wine part of it? Because that's pretty impressive. A lot of people don't know about the wine part of it. I mean, you're a fantastic musician. You're I'm giving you your praise because I love you to death. But you're a fabulous wine. I mean, a fabulous musician. But wine too.
Well, a lot of people, you know, don't know that I also have a law degree and an MBA from Georgetown. And throughout, you know, once I graduated, I taught while I was at law school, but I've been teaching business development since I graduated at various schools from Georgetown and other places. And so for me, a natural progression is really understanding the needs and wants of your consumers. And so for, you know, as I was watching music sales go down and having gone to, you know, a top 10 school, you know, we're looking at numbers in the tens, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. You know, I'm looking at a certain lifestyle, and you can create it with the proper brand. So I am, you know, I looked at, you know, my consumer base, who I could work with, and how I could extend that. And, you know, from there, we just went and I came up with Flow Wine. And, you know, because everywhere I go, all my concerts, all the clubs I play, everything I do, I mean, it we have wine there. Why not have my own? So started performing at places, say, like a Blues Alley or say a Yoshi's in San Francisco, and getting the wine in there at the same time.
Right. And I love the name Flow. I love that name. I love the name Flow. And for those of you who don't know where this wonderful festival is going to be, it's going to be at Gateway DC. Where is that, you say? You remember the old St. Elizabeth, that beautiful spread that used, well, St. Elizabeth's Hospital, but now it's called Gateway DC. And I recently went there last week, Marcus. What a great area, and that's a nice venue.
You know, it's kind of funny. We put out a quote. We've been blasting and doing Facebook. It's funny you mentioned that, and doing our Facebook ads. So one of the things we did today was, you know, the Flow Fest venue, and saying, you know, a gateway to a new Southeast. And, you know, when, as I grew up, my father had a barbecue joint, and it wasn't a restaurant, it was a joint, right off Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Boulevard. So to see what Ballou High School is now with the new Ballou, to see, you know, the Homeland Security Office, our headquarters, the new Coast Guard headquarters, right across the street from the gateway, you know, when at first I was like, when I drove up, I'm like, oh, my God, they're trying to get me to do something in some crazy place. And the venue, I am a victim of my past as well. So I came on the property and I was absolutely amazed. I took Metro. I'm an avid Metro rider, so I took Metro, got off of Congress Heights, walked up. I was like, you know what, this may not be too bad. And as I walked all the way over and saw, you know, the pavilion, I was just like, wow, this is pretty awesome. So they convinced me it wasn't easy. I convinced myself after that to have Flow Fest at that venue. But very, very nice. Either way you go, whether it's Malcolm X or Howard Road, you're 90 seconds from the front of the gate.
And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, because I grew up in D.C. and, you know, John Hinckley was over there and, you know, the whole story with that. But St. Elizabeth was one of those places that you could see – you could see through the gates a little bit when you drive by, and all you saw was this beautiful grounds and these big brick buildings. And now they've converted all that. They have Gateway DC. They have Flow Fest DC there. And I think that's, like I said, it's an excellent venue to have something. And it's right there on the Metro. Or, hey, you all teamed up with Uber.
Exactly. So if you sign up for Uber to go to Flow Fest, you get $20 off of your ride, which means essentially that you get the Flow Fest for free. So all you have to do is put in Uber Flow, UberFlo, and you use that discount card. The other thing that Uber did is they're going to give $5 for each person that signs up. They're going to give the $5 to the Boys and Girls Club.
What a great way to spend your money. And speaking of spending our money, how much does it cost? Where can we buy tickets, and what's included?
Well, the tickets for Flow Fest are $45. You can get them if you go to flowfestdc.com, which is FLOFESTDC.com, and it'll take you to our site. It includes tastings. You get four tastings by law. And then you can purchase wine after that, and it comes with samplings from the food vendors as well. It comes with performances from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and then before then we're doing stuff like technical wine tasting. So if you want to come in and learn proper etiquette for wine tasting, Rob Pizzialli, who's my business partner, and takes care of the wine component of slow wine, he's going to do some technical tasting. And it's really neat to get that from a master sommelier. And, he's a certified sommelier, he's not a master sommelier. But, and then we'll have Chef Huda there, who will talk about putting some, box the other day, and she threw some bruschetta, pesto, chicken, kind of thing together. And it was just like, pesto, chicken, bruschetta, excuse me. It was awesome. So we'll have that going on. I was very, very, I tried to be as considerate as possible. We have seafood. We have Captain Cookie and Milkman, so the big ice cream cookies. And then, we have Jamaican Me Crazy, brown bag, so kind of jerk and American fare. But one of the unique things that we have is a vegan truck. So if you are vegan and, for whatever reason, you can come in and try it. And, Everlasting Life is, they have a physical location, one in Tacoma Park and one in Capitol Heights, but their truck, they have a vegan mac and cheese and green. And it's amazing. And vegan cookies. And I dated a vegan not too long ago, and I didn't know. I like vegan. What is it? It tastes yucky and everything. I mean, vegan cupcake tastes as good as or better than, any other cupcake. And so the vegan mac and cheese is incredible. They have a vegan orange chicken. And where it used to be rubbery and crap like that, it's really, it's an awesome complement to the other food that we have there.
Well, Marcus, this sounds like a wonderful event, and I guess I'm running out of time, but flowfestdc.com, I encourage you to click on the website, get your tickets there, and as Marcus was telling us that there's so much going on. You have music, you have gourmet cooking, you have cooking demonstrations, you have a cigar guy there, you have Flow Wine and other wineries that are going to be there as well. And I encourage you Monday. That's a great deal. I mean, you don't take Uber if you partake a little too much in the wine section. And I think
Or Metro. I mean, Metro,
exactly. Yeah. You can take Metro as well, which is, it's right there. It's like within walking distance. A glass to you, Marcus, for putting this wonderful festival on. And thank you so much for being my guest. And thank you, people, for listening to The Beauty File today. I'm Juanita. Until then, we'll see you next time. We're going to be talking about fall fashion the next time we'll talk. You take care. Bye-bye.